We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, here we go. It is a Monday. Got a code word for you. Chance for you to win $1,000.
Your energy flows. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Never mind. I don't like the pressure in the song. Don't ask me questions. I'm listening.
And like a drill instructor. Yes, I heard you. Can I just listen to the song?
Scare me.
Pimento cheese sandwich check. Who had their pimento cheese sandwich over the weekend? I did. You lie.
I did. I toasted it, though. We went out of town. I had to go to Publix to grab some food for our hotel room, and I got me a little pimento thing.
You got the spread?
It's terrible. Pimento cheese is terrible.
I enjoyed it. Solana texted me that it tastes like ass.
I'm on Solana's side. Yeah. Yes.
Hmm. I enjoyed it immensely.
How much is the ass cheese sandwich? You say 150, huh?
I had a great time watching the Masters outside. I made myself a pimento cheese sandwich on white bread, and I cut it diagonally. And you know I don't cut sandwiches, but that's the way they do it at the Masters, I was told. We are going to have an expert on today, Gino Toretta.
Yes.
He was there. He was at the Masters Saturday and Sunday. I talked with him this morning, so I'm not going to relay to you what he said to me. I'll wait till he says it on the air. But he had a number of sandwiches there, and he did everything we asked him to do. So we'll talk with Gino Toretta about. We have live reports today. Gino Toretta was at the Masters all weekend. He'll give us a live report. Josh Appel, who we've had on a number of times, he's a national NFL play-by-play announcer for national broadcasts and done several Dolphins games, but he's now also the PA announcer for the Miami Marlins. He's going to be on with us because he spent the weekend in Tampa at WrestleMania. We'll have that. And then and Will Manso will join us today. He watched the Heat game last night. I fell asleep.
That's too late for me, bro.
That was too late for me, bro. After a weekend of, I'm not kidding you, Funky Buddhas, pimento cheese sandwiches, the Masters. I was just by, I don't know, 11:30, I was zonked. What about you, Solana? You stay up for the entire Heat game?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I fell asleep as well at halftime. I fell asleep.
I know. It was difficult. I planned on staying awake. Planned on it. Didn't work out for me.
We all did.
Just didn't work out
everybody,
for me.
We all turned the game on saying, yes, we're in, and then we were out.
All right, let me give the code word here. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you're listening to us on 560. We're giving away Leroy's Loot if you're listening to us on 790. And Crowder and I need to win this because I made so many bets on the Masters this weekend and got literally zero correct. I'll give you my log of bets for the weekend, but I need to win Joe's Dough or Leroy's Loot. That's all I'm saying. So does Crowder.
Let me know when you're about to do that so I can log off because I don't want to see this again.
I get carried away. I sit down. I'm like, this is a great day. The Masters. I'm going to have money on top of money rolling in, and I'm eating my pimento sandwich, and this is going to be a great day. And then just cut to me 11:15. Bankrupt. I have pimento cheese sandwich, you know, rolling out of my cheek because I didn't swallow it all, and I'm sleeping at the heat, and just I'm trying. The Heat game is on. It's just a bad scene.
We don't put numbers out there, but I'll say we were well into the positive on Thursday, and now we're well into the negative.
Yes. It was not a good weekend gambling. Anywho, the word this hour is treat. T-R-E-A-T, treat. Text the word treat to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text the word treat right now to to 72881. You could win $1,000. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word TREAT to 72881. Yeah, with the Masters, I watched a ton of that. And then I even watched WrestleMania. I found out from Whittingham that I get WrestleMania for free because I get Peacock, the app. So I'm on this text thread with Josh Appel, who's joining us today, and Whittingham. And Appel's at WrestleMania. So I mean, you know, how's it going? How's it looking? Blah, blah, blah. And then Whittingham's like, oh, I can't believe that move was just made. Something like that. And I knew Whittingham wasn't there. And I said, you bought the pay-per-view? And he's like, you sound like such a boomer. No, I didn't buy the pay-per-view. It's on Peacock. And so I turned it on. I watched it a little bit.
Enjoy it?
In all honesty, no. I thought it was boring. I'm being honest. I don't hate. Like, I think it's easy to hate on people that love WrestleMania because it's just easy, right? Oh, what are you, a child? And but, man, I mean, I didn't know a thing that I was looking at. I was bored by it mostly, and I was a little bit, you know, amused by it's like, okay, I need you to, it's essentially, I need you to stand here in the center of the ring while I get my move together and just don't move, and we'll pretend like you're not, like, it just is so absurd, and I like absurd, but it's so absurd. I don't know. Just what? It's not my thing.
Names. Like, we had bigger now. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, John Cena. You know, like, we had big names when
Big John Studd, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
There we go. Jake the Snake brought a snake in the ring. Like, hey, give me that.
I just, I didn't know. Did you watch any WrestleMania, Solana?
I did. And there were names, like the new names. I know it's not
right.
The names. Maybe,
I just don't know them.
Right. You don't know them because you haven't been paying attention to WrestleMania or to the WWE. But no, like all the names were out there. It was WrestleMania. All the names were out there, including my guy, Bad Bunny. Did you guys watch Bad Bunny?
Well, I didn't know that I had the WrestleMania for free but when Bad Bunny was wrestling. But Appel kept texting me how great a wrestler.
Yep.
Bad Bunny is. And I'm like, this has to be a joke. And then I'm on Twitter and everyone's talking about how this guy has legit wrestling skills.
Not kidding you.
Am I right, Solana?
Not only does he have legit wrestling skills, he announced that he's doing a 2022 tour and there was a Triple H cameo in the announcement. Like that for reggaeton fans and wrestling fans. You can't script up a better way to announce his tour. So he was good, and he's gotten better through the past couple of months of doing WWE. Crowder, he's legit.
Now, I watched on Sunday night, because Bad Bunny was like the celebrity star on Saturday night. The part that I was watching on Sunday night was your friend, Crowder. It was Logan Paul.
That's not my friend. I don't like him. I don't enjoy him.
Isn't that your friend? Weren't you hanging out with him?
No, we interviewed him, but we didn't get along during the interview. After the interview, I actually threatened to beat up his security guard.
I thought that was your friend. My bad.
Nope.
He didn't do much. He just kind of sat there. And then he got slammed into the ring by someone. Who was it? Orton? Was that Orton?
Randy Orton.
Kyle Orton?
When he got kicked in the stomach and then slammed his face into Orton's shoulder, that made me happy.
We want Orton. We want Orton. Famous Dolphins chant. Anywho, we'll talk about all this stuff. We've got to talk about the Heat and the Marlins and the Panthers as well. I think the Panthers NHL trade deadline is less than an hour away. So here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Since none of us stayed up, I'll let you know that the Heat did win 107-98.
Good for them.
Yeah, they beat the Trailblazers. they're going to be back in action tomorrow at 10 p.m. It was a good win last night. No Oladipo, he's seeking a second opinion on that knee. He didn't travel with the team, by the way.
That feels bad, right? That feels not good.
Feels like we bought a lemon, to be honest.
Right? I mean, you kind of knew it was a Pinto. We've heard all the stories about Pintos, and Doug Plagan's father went out and bought one anyway.
Pat Riley went out and bought one, it seems.
Is Pat Riley Doug Plagan's father? We'll find out by 6 o'clock today. I don't know how, but
have a deep dive.
We're going to do a deep dive. See what happened. Yeah, that doesn't feel good on Vic Oladipo, man. Too many I don't knows are being lobbed around. So
the Heat, they're going to play the Suns tomorrow, game two of this four-game road trip. The last time the Heat played Phoenix at home a couple weeks ago, they got demolished. That's the nice way to put it. So hopefully tomorrow in Phoenix, one of the NBA's hottest teams, the Heat will have better luck. Again, a 10 p.m. tip-off. Yesterday, the Marlins, their game
Kevin
got
Owens,
suspended.
By the way. Bunch of people texting. Kevin Owens, not Orton. Kevin Owens.
I think Orton was in the ring with Bad Bunny at one point. I don't remember right now, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, I was talking about Logan Paul, though.
Yeah.
And when I just looked, I didn't know. I looked up a picture of Bad Bunny. When you wear the shirt in the ring, are you just admitting you don't have the body to be in the ring?
Hey, there were. I'm telling you, I watched some of this stuff. I couldn't believe how many people did not have the body to be in the ring. Okay. I thought they were all cut up like The Rock. No, that is not the case.
The Marlins game yesterday, after 7 minutes of play, was suspended because of rain. It was pouring all day in New York. The players weren't happy that the game began, but the Marlins on a one-game winning streak. They beat the Mets 3-0 on Saturday. Trevor Rogers had a nice outing for the Marlins.
Against DeGrom, by the way. Yeah, they beat DeGrom. How about that? Jazz Chisholm with a home run.
He hit a dong. He hit a monster dong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
They'll be in Atlanta, four-game series beginning today, 7:20 p.m. start time for the Fish.
All righty.
So the Panthers, they've now lost three straight, 4-1 loss on Saturday. And that comes after six straight wins. Remember, they were the NHL's leading points getter, and now they've lost three straight. They're going to play tomorrow in Dallas, 8:30 p.m., puck drop. Chris Drieger, it was announced today by Coach Q, he's going to start tomorrow, and they made some moves over the weekend as well. They traded with Buffalo. They added Brandon Montour, defenseman, on Saturday, and they also brought in Nikita Gusev. They brought in the Goose.
Right. Honked off like a Gusev. I own that.
I'll take the
hoping he has a good game. Honked off like a Gusev. I guess a bad game. And then I hope he has a mistake so I can tweet out I'm honked off like a Gusev.
Again, the Panthers tomorrow versus Dallas, 8:30 p.m. start time. And the trade deadline, just about 50 minutes away. The Panthers still have a ton of cap room. So, wouldn't shock me if they made a move in the next couple minutes. And, guys, Hideki Matsuyama, he won the Masters yesterday.
Yes.
First male golfer from Japan to win a major championship. He finished 10 under on the tournament. One over yesterday, shot a 73, but it didn't matter because of the cushion he had built himself on Saturday. Again, the first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship.
Yeah, it got a little slightly dicey at the end. But yeah, Matsuyama never really looked back. I was hoping for a little bit more at the end, and it looked like Xander might be trying something, and then a triple bogey. I mean, it was just, but it was fun. Fun weekend of golf.
The Sunday, the names weren't there on Sunday.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. One of our bets was that Justin Rose would finish in top four, and because he had started the weekend in the top four, and that was a loser. But the bigger names, that guy needs to eat a sandwich. Zalatoris.
Yeah.
Seen that dude?
Yeah, I'm just saying, on Sunday when I have to Google names, that's
when I
got upset.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
but that Zalatoris, like, that dude could not be skinnier. I could not believe. When he would lean over a little bit to drive off the tee, like, you could almost see through him. That dude needs protein or something.
Some pimento cheese, probably. That's what got him
thin. Pimento cheese sandwich.
That got him thin. He doesn't need pimento cheese. He needs something else.
Couldn't have been the pimento cheese because it's made with cheese and mayo and white bread. I mean, except Solana, who made his on wheat bread. Solana, what were you doing?
It was multigrain, actually. Multigrain bread.
Multigrain. I mean, you're embarrassing me.
I did honey wheat. Am I better with honey wheat?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I got kids, man. I try to make them eat healthy.
Oh, my God. I mean, you made a pimento sandwich on honey wheat, and you made it on multigrain?
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys are embarrassing.
I'll tell you one thing. When we checked out of the hotel, I left that damn pimento cheese in the refrigerator. I'm fine, thanks.
Should have brought it home. I'd have taken it.
I'll mail you one.
Good, man.
No, yeah, feel free to drive down to Kendall because I have a whole tub of pimento cheese in my fridge, which I can assure you will never be opened again in my house.
So. Does it look? It looks weird, right? It's got all kinds of things in it. It's like, I don't know what was going on in there.
Yeah, it goes by the horseradish. The pimento cheese goes right next to the horseradish.
I liked it. I enjoyed the sandwich very much.
Pimento horseradish cocktail sauce going the same drawer.
My wife couldn't stomach half of the sandwich. She's like, do you want the other half of this sandwich? I'm gladly. It was tremendous.
You think your environment, because you have the big TV outside, you have the porch, the pool, the basketball court.
I wanted to feel like I was there. Yeah,
you were drinking Funky Buddha. I think your environment is swaying your decision on this sandwich.
It's possible. I mean, I don't know if I would order that, say, at a restaurant, but if I was walking around Augusta National, munching on a pimento cheese sandwich, I'm going to be having the time of my life.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baby, baby.
Do both your ears work?
Hawk and Crowder.
We are going to get, later in today's show, a report from Gino Toretta, who was at the Masters. He sent me a picture of his, in fact, I'll text it to you guys. He sent me a picture of his pimento cheese sandwich. At Augusta National, they get served in green cellophane bags. Do you know why?
Saving money?
If it blows away, someone's eating it on the course, it blows away, the green kind of just camouflages itself into the course, so it doesn't look like there's any litter on television.
Hmm. What about that big-ass sign that says pimento cheese on the front?
Well, you hope it's on the other side.
Oh, okay. Some questions.
Then it lands on the other side. So Gino Toretta will tell us about the Masters, and Josh Appel is going to tell us all about WrestleMania. I mean, these are not our normal topics. Obviously, we just talk with Will there mostly about the Miami Heat, but normally, you know, we're Heat, Dolphins, Panthers, and the trade deadline is just minutes away, and the Marlins, of course. But today, you'll get a little bit of golf, you'll get a little bit of wrestling, and I want to give you a little bit of bowling here. I think a lot of people may have seen this highlight. Anthony Neuer, he made PBA Tour history Sunday. He picked up the 7-10 split, and this is only the fourth player to accomplish this feat during a television broadcast, a PBA Tour television broadcast, the first one to do it on air since 1991. Now, you ever go bowling and you get that 7-10 split?
Yes.
Yeah, and you always feel like you can do it, right? You always feel like you can kick that pin out to the left or to the right, and somehow it just never works, right?
Well, I've told y'all about my hole-in-one, so
I won't
tell you.
Tell me that you haven't picked up a 7-10 split. I'm not believing you if you're telling me that you picked up a 7-10 split.
Y'all know, there's a small chance I played for the Dolphins at one point. Isn't that amazing, too?
You're telling me that you have intercepted Tom Brady, you've hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and you've picked up a 7-10 split in bowling?
I'm better at bowling than golf.
I am asking. Get out of here.
I am.
You're a good bowler?
Yes, I'm a 200 dude. I ain't no
You are?
Yeah, I guess I'm a one. I'll give you 170, 200 if you give me. Now, I need a round or two to warm up.
You're telling me you've legitimately picked up a 7-10 split?
Yes. Yes. You know what? Me and my wife were dating, and I think that's why she kind of looked like, damn, he might make some good babies.
Solana, do you believe this?
I do, actually. I believe it. Crowder's strong. Like, he'll launch the bowling ball to the pins, anything can happen when you do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Solana, you know what, Solana? And you hit it on the head. Let me be full disclosure. I throw an 8-pound ball. I'm no man that says I'm going to grab the 15 and
roll. Wait a second. No. There's no way you play an 8.
I play an 8. I don't even put my thumb in there because my thumb doesn't fit.
I was just about to say, your fingers wouldn't fit in an 8-pound ball.
The tips of my ring and middle finger fit barely in the little holes. and I spin the hell out of it, and I launch it down the lane. And if anything gets hit, it flips around like crazy, and one spent over there and hit the 7, spent over there and hit the 10.
And then what you're doing is not bowling. I'm sorry. If you're playing an 8-pound ball, then you're just throwing a ball at pins. Your fingers aren't even in the bowling ball.
I can spin it. I spin the hell out of it.
Here it is on Fox Sports. Rob Stone calling the first 7-10 split picked up on a PBA Tour TV event since 1991. That's what? 2001, 2011. Dude, that's 30 years ago. First time in 30 years.
Right through the face sleeve of the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it.
Just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
Ginger Assassin. We have to take a break. The code word is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Your chance to win $1,000. Gino Toretta is going to join us, but I am going to put the light of interrogation on Crowder because I just don't believe that he picked up the 7-10 split, overhand throwing a bowling ball at the pins.
University in 84. I remember the alley I was in.
I cannot believe this. Quick break. More Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight. And you're not going to sing for him?
Hawk and Crowder.
Did not anticipate today that we would be this deep into bowling talk off the air. Not even on the air, but off the air. All right, let me do the code word, and then I want to get right back into this because I'm fascinated by this. I got a tweet from a bowler, C-Dub. C-Dub tweeted at me. I got to find it here. First of all, Crowder is underhand pitching. He isn't bowling. I'm with that, C-Dub. an 8-pound ball, I can't get my fingers into. So if Crowder's using an 8-pound ball, that's like me holding a racquetball.
So how many bounces do y'all get before you hit the pins? One? I get one bounce before I let it go.
All,
I hit one bounce and then I hit the pins.
First of all, Crowder is underhand pitching. He isn't bowling. He says, I'm a bowler. Picking up the 7-10 split is pure luck, no matter what your skill level. So I can believe that Crowder picked it up. Yeah. I was telling Crowder, man, my bowling, I can bowl a 150 just as easily as I could bowl a 32. There is no rhyme or reason, and my fingers always hurt by the end of it, and I'm just a mess.
Oh, yeah, bro, my forearm is sore for 2 days after I go bowling because how much velocity I try to put behind the ball.
You mean after you do fast pitch softball, right?
Yeah. Bowl like I'm playing football. I bite my lip. Yeah, I go after it.
Because bowling is a finesse game. It's not a strength test.
Well, that's how you thought about it. That's why you bowl 32s.
I'm telling you, I can let go of the ball, and it arcs so perfectly. I've got the perfect spin that it'll just touch the edge of the gutter where it's coming out, and then it curves in, and it's a beautiful strike. Pow! And on the next roll, I do the same exact thing, 3 inches after it leaves my hand, gutter ball. And I can't get in a rhythm. 51 years, I've tried to get into a rhythm bowling. I can't get into a rhythm.
You know what? I tell the little worker, don't put no wax. Don't put none of that crap on my lane. Take the little machine and go to another. I want my lane to be dry. Don't put no extra oil on my lane.
Tack. Give me tack on my lane.
Yeah, I don't want to bowl on cement. I don't want no oil. Cement bowling is what I like to do. I don't want.
What about you,
oil.
Solana? Let's hear about your bowling lie. Go ahead.
Nah, I'm not good at bowling. I'm not even going to lie
really?
About it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what's like a typical score for you?
Yeah, I'm probably around like 130, 140. I'm no good. I'm no good at bowling.
I think that he's more like an 80 or 70 there, and I think he's trying to jazz it up a little bit.
Oh,
what about you, Steven? Steven, do you bowl at all?
I mean, I haven't bowled in like probably like 8 years. But
what do you think your last score was?
It was definitely under 100. I'm not very good at
under
it.
100. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you have kids, you go bowling a lot more often than if you're not.
Or dating. I'm surprised Steven and Solana and dates. Y'all don't date. Y'all don't bowl date. That's the best date ever. It's cheap.
Expensive. Cheap. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's cheap. Pretty cheap.
Nah, it's pretty cheap. Expensive.
No. What's a $10 a round?
On the weekend, it's expensive, but if you don't go on the weekend,
there's
it's
a,
not. It's
there's
not
a
that.
Lane in Del Rey at
it's
used to
fast.
Be the Frank Dolly, Theaters.
Dolly.
God bless. On the Dolly. Weekends, flat fee, $50 an hour. That's expensive. But now they serve food, you know. Yeah. It's like it's a whole totally different experience. You ever go to like Top Golf, you know, and it's like I think of the old days of the driving range when I was a kid, and it was like you'd be lucky if you got one that had the rubber tee built into it. Most of the time it was like shredded and heavy. You get to Top Golf and they've got the waiters and the waitresses and it's like a whole thing. Let me do the code word here. Let me do the
OJ
code word
quickly.
Here.
OJ McDuffie has a strikes, you know, at spares what is that? University. He has a charity thing.
But he does thing.
As soon as you walk in as a celebrity, quote unquote, golfer, they say, hey, you want to taste this rum? Hey, you want to taste this cognac? Hey, you want to taste this vodka? Hey, you want to taste these beers? I'm like, bro, I'm not going to be able to see the pins.
Doesn't
and you
matter.
Take
You're
six
under
shots before you even get on the lane. Yeah, so you need to have some kind of mind to yourself when you're bowling.
Here's your code word. We're giving away Joe's dough on 560, Leroy's loot on 790. Someone texted in that they've seen Leroy Horde hit the 710 split. I'm going to have to, I'm going to FaceTime 100%
believe
him
that.
Why?
Don't you look at Leroy. Look at the guy that rides a bike and has the skin-tight uniform on. He looks like he'll bowl.
But do you understand the difficulty in picking up a 710 split?
Yeah. Bro, like
I don't think you do.
I do. I've done it. You know what? But I'll tell you this. I haven't picked it up 90 times, but I hit it one time.
Of course you haven't. You'd be the greatest bowler in the history of the world.
But OJ McDuffie can bowl. Oh, actually, OG can bowl his ass off. Pat Surtain can bowl. There's some guys out there can bowl. I think Tuan Russell's a hell of a bowler. Like, guys, like, it's when you lose one sport, you got to pick up something else to make you feel athletic. And I think a lot of ball players learn how to golf or bowl. You have to do something else correct.
Leroy Horde didn't pick up his FaceTime. OG could eat an 8-pound golf ball like a grape. 8-pound bowling ball like a grape.
Yeah. The baddest bowler ever I've ever played with as an athlete was Ronnie Brown.
Someone texted in. I got it. There's so many texts that came in. Someone texted in about seeing you and Ronnie Brown bowling together.
Bro, Ronnie walks in. But Ronnie walks in with his khakis on that are, 2 inches below his wee-wee. And he has a first throw ball and a second throw ball. He has the wax. He has the little bag you shuffle the ball in. Ronnie B., I've never seen him throw under a 200 in my life, and we've bowled together 100 times.
Really?
Huh. Ronnie's a monster on the bowling alley. Yeah.
All right, what do you have in the headlines, Solana?
He owns his own bowling shoes, because that's how you know. Like, you can have your own bowling ball, but anybody can. But if you own your own bowling shoes, you don't rent them, that's how you know. They're legit.
Solana, bowling shoes, first throw ball, spare ball, and the little bag you throw
thing.
It in.
What's the difference between the first ball and the second ball?
The first ball is it's slicker, so you can get the real good spin on it, and the second one isn't as slick, so you can have more control of the second throw ball. It's like, I'm talking about Ronnie is McElroy of golf. Like, Ronnie's stupid good.
This is a great text, Steven. F that. Bring back Jimmy. C Dub, the bowler I told you that tweeted. C Dub just tweeted a new tweet. The more I hear Crowder speak on it, I'm losing confidence that he picked it up. I think he might have remembered it wrong. It may have been a 7-9 split. That's what I was saying to him, C-Dub, during the commercial break.
Ain't no 7'9".
During the commercial break, I was saying to him, are you sure you know what a 7'10 split is? Are you sure?
Bro, the left back corner is the 7. The right back corner is the 10. I hit it down in the middle, and I curved it left. Flipped over there, hit the 10. I jumped up in the air, looked back at my girlfriend at the time and now wife, and she said, oh, good job, baby. We were at Bolero's on 84th between Pine Island and University. Get the hell out of here, C-Dub. Your hating ass.
Look at you. Picked up the 7-8. It's not even a split. You just picked up the 7-8. Dude's telling a story about
Come
picking
on,
up a 7-8.
Don't do that to me.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Gino Toretta, he was on with us last week. He was going to the Masters. He got the rare Saturday-Sunday tickets for a Masters that has limited capacity anyway. A very hard pull. I don't know how he managed this. We saw, you know, I said Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence and D. Wade and a whole bunch of celebs there I saw on Thursday and Friday. I don't know if he saw anybody on Saturday or Sunday, but here he is, Gino Toretta. Hello, Gino.
Well, it almost started not very well. Actually, it did start not very well because my brother and I left our hotel in Augusta, and I pulled out of the driveway, and I'm like, where's my credential? I handed him his credential in our hotel room, and I lost mine some way going down the elevator out of the thing.
What?
So I didn't think I
that,
was.
I mean,
dude,
the credential's your ticket. That's a $2,500 or $5,000 ticket. How do you misplay? Why didn't you put it around your neck?
It just had like a little, you know, small thing you put on your belt loop, right? It's just like a normal credential. And I had it in my hat with my mask and, you know, and all this stuff. And I literally reached in my pocket, like right when we drove out of the hotel garage, and I didn't have it. So I texted my buddy. I mean, I went back and forth every elevator in the hotel and backtracked. Oh. I'm like, how in 5 minutes could a ticket disappear? Anyway, so we drove to Augusta. I texted my buddy. I said, no bleep. I lost my pass. So I dropped my brother off. I said, go to the first tee, and that's where my buddy was going to be there at noon. And all of a sudden, I dropped my brother off. I pulled out. I was going to, you know, go park and just wait and see if somebody called me, you know. And all of a sudden, my phone rang, and it was the police officer at the gate. Mr. Gino, turn your car around, park. We'll take care of you. And security walked me in. He goes, dude, we didn't even know who you were. He goes, but you know the ticket number. He goes, they have ways to, you know, basically check the barcode, block the other pass. And within 30 minutes, they gave me another ticket. So I actually
trophy,
got in.
Baby.
It was
Heisman Trophy, baby.
That only happens for Gino damn Toretta.
Heisman Trophy.
Hawk, I would have been locked up. They would have locked my ass up. Gino gets another ticket because he lost his own.
I'd have been crying in my car driving back to Boca. Lost the most important ticket ever. Gino's like, yeah. Hello, Heisman Trophy winner Gino Toretta calling. I seem to have misplaced my ticket.
No problem, Mr. Toretta. Gino. Dress code, man. Yes, I know there's a dress code for the golfers. I've never been to Augusta, and I've been to small courses where there's dress code. What about spectators? Will they turn you around if you ain't dressed right?
No. They were fine. You had to have a mask on. I saw people out there with jeans on. You know, I mean, I had shorts and a golf shirt on, and it was all fine. I was even like, do they allow you to smoke cigars out there or smoke? You just couldn't. You weren't supposed to smoke like 15 feet from the ropes around, like, you know, if there were people around. But no, it was fine. It wasn't that strict, but let me say a very country club-esque type attire for all of the people out there.
Sadiddy.
Right. Very
I
waspy.
I call it sadiddy.
Yeah, very waspy, I would imagine. So, okay,
Hawks,
so take us through it.
Hawks, but – Hawk's buddy was out there Sunday afternoon. He was in the middle of the second fairway, Darth Vader. He was out there following Justin Thomas. So,
most of us are never going to experience this. So you pull up, you get the ticket thing straightened out or whatever. So now you're in Augusta National. You walk in.
Well, first off, my buddies had it all gone. They're like, dude, take Uber. They're like, traffic, the parking, it's terrible. So I'm like, okay, go down in the lobby. No cars available. No cars. I mean, like the night before, no cars available. We asked the front desk, what about a cab? 2 hour wait. I'm like, it's like a 4.5 hour drive from here. I'm like, or 4.5 mile drive from here. I was 2 hours. There's like no transportation. So my brother goes, well, let's just drive. We drove. We parked 200 yards from the front gate. I mean, it was crazy because such the limited capacity, and you know that obviously had the ticket issue where the sheriff walks me in, and you know I go in, they got to scan my ID, and maybe they give me another pass, and we go in, and you kind of walk in, and the practice range is right to the left, so you know I was kind of double timing because my brother was, I told him to go in to see if my buddy was still waiting for us. And then straight to the concession stand because I needed some calories and some hydration.
Now you've got my attention. Gino Toretta walks into the Masters. It's Saturday. Beeline to the concession stand. $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches, egg salad sandwiches. Talk about it.
I think in the first trip, it was probably a double Dutch on the pimento cheese. Also a chicken salad sandwich, and it was only two beers per person, so a couple beers. So I had to knock those back. That was kind of the precursor. And, you know, I guess I don't know if it went all downhill from there, but, you know, every concession stand from there, it was kind of replenished all of the above.
But how was the pimento cheese sandwich? Because this is famous. This is world famous. It comes in like that green cellophane, and it's just – pimento cheese on white bread.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think I've had a piece of Wonder white bread since 1984 in high school. I gotta say, pimento cheese is very underrated. I don't think to buy it, but the sandwich was solid. Had the egg salad sandwich. I had to kind of try it all. I will say this on Sunday. Now agree with me if you think this sounds good. So there was a hot barbecue pulled pork sandwich, which was very good. Okay, so all of the above were tried on Saturday. Everything was tried. So on Sunday, I was like, you know what? I bet this pimento cheese would be pretty good on this pulled pork sandwich. So I took a pimento cheese, pulled one of the pieces of Wonder Bread off of it, put it in between the other two slices of the bun and the barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and then I knocked that back, and it was very tasty. My brother goes, "Wow, how'd you think of that?" It was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's savvy. That's savvy.
Genius, Gino. Genius. So two beers per trip or two beers period? Because I don't want to go to Augusta if I have two beers all day.
It was per trip. So there was domestic light, which was probably light beer. There was something called Crow's Nest, which my brother tried that first, and I'm very upset that he did not steer me away because I tried that my second round, and it was a very fruity Hefeweizen that was kind of sour, and it was like thumbs down on the. It was called Crow's Nest, and then there was a import, which I think was Stella. So, but it was two per trip, and beer sales stop at 5 p.m. So with the rain delay on Saturday, needless to say, we're a little disappointed on the reentry. We had no time to have a couple more at the last part.
So the pimento cheese sandwich, so I made one over the weekend. I'd never had one before. Solana made one, and Crowder made one. We each had them at our houses. Now, I did it on white bread, and I cut it diagonally because that's what I read that they do at the Masters. I loved it. I thought it was tremendous. I sat down, was watching TV outside, had the pimento cheese sandwich, a funky Buddha, and I loved it. Crowder made his on honey wheat, which I don't even understand what he's doing there. And Solana made his on whole grain. And I don't even know what he's doing there.
Multi.
But multi-grain. Both of them hated the pimento cheese. I thought it was delightful.
I think it's the bread. You can't have pimento cheese with bread. The bread flavoring will conflict with the tanginess of the cheese. You got to just go white bread that doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's got all kinds of carcinogens in it, and it's terrible for you. But you have to do it with the Hawk sandwich.
Hawk, you didn't listen to Gino's second story where he actually took the sandwich and put it inside of a pork sandwich to upgrade the flavor. Now, this was an awesome sandwich.
But he liked the sandwich as well. He got there Saturday. He was starving. Fired back one of these pimento cheese sandwiches, and his life was changed. Yeah, right.
And then he decided to rub it between some pork. You gonna throw pork on it? That's the trick.
Exactly. Think about it. How many the burgers with the melted cheese, the fake nacho cheese. You know that ups it up a notch. And I was like,
course.
Man, I bet this pimento cheese on this hot pork pulled pork sandwich will be pretty tasty. You know, the egg sandwich, I will say this, egg salad, it was kind of bland. It needed some pickle relish or something, and it just didn't have the zing. But they don't have hot dogs, so there's no pickle relish or anything to spice it up with.
Oh, genius, Gino. Genius, genius. What about celebrities, bro? Who'd you see? Let us know.
Yeah,
let us know what you got.
Let's talk about it.
What you got?
I told you, Nick Saban. That was. I would assume the biggest guy. He was on the second hole on Sunday, watching Justin Thomas. I thought probably the funniest thing was Mike Weir, who's Hawk and I's age, who won the Masters. He was everybody that's a member gets has a green jacket, and they walk around and they kind of, you know, they're watching the tournament like you and helping people if you got something wrong. Mike Weir won the tournament. He's 51 years old. He had a hat on that said Usher, and he's walking around knocking them back with four or five of his buddies from Canada. And people are like, is that Mike Weir? I was dying laughing. I that was the funniest thing of the whole trip was him walking around like he was the Usher of Augusta. But Brock Huard, Damon's brother from Washington, who I know, and the famous New York Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez. That was about the the extent of the celebrities that. But I would say this: everybody's got a mask on, so I wasn't one where I was recognizing anybody. I was like, you know, I had my hat pulled down, and I was just rolling around the course.
So overall, Gino Toretta, Masters on Saturday and Sunday, overall, was Augusta National, and I saw a couple brown patches on the greens a little bit, I thought, but overall, did it look immaculate? I know you've played there before, but now it's all decked out for the Masters, and were you able to see a lot of the action?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, Saturday, especially after the rain. I told Solana when it rained, so I was literally in the parking lot, and I started to pull out, and my buddy texted me, Bishop from Chicago down in Miami. He goes, hey, Jim Nance said they're teeing back off at 5:15. I'm like, well, they told us to go to masters.com, and there was no update. So all I did was move the car in the parking lot closer to the exit, and we sat there, and then all of a sudden people started lining up at the front. We went in there. When Justin Rose was finishing his 18th hole, he was the last group. He missed the green to the left, Hawk. He was 3 feet in front of me, and I was on the rope. Wow. I mean, there couldn't have been 700 people around the green at the end. There was nobody. Nobody had gone back in because there was only an hour and a half of play. And then it got crowded on Sunday. You know, especially following Matsuyama and Xander Schauffele at the end. But no, it was great. I couldn't imagine it. You know, it would be hard to get near the ropes with, you know, when it's full capacity.
Right.
But it was phenomenal at limited capacity this weekend.
Gino, I got to ask you, man. This is a question I've had about the Masters for years. I've played hundreds of rounds at dozens and dozens of courses. I've never went around without peeing in the bushes. Is there any does anybody, spectators, golfers, has anybody took a nature tour at the Masters and went behind the bushes?
How dare you?
I would highly doubt it at the tournament because, let me put it to you this way, every group that tees off, so it's two golfers, there is an armed cop walking down the fairway with them. Okay, so you got that guy at the group. There's probably 25 marshals, ushers on every hole, outside the ropes, down the sides, and the concession stands. You know, Channing, you have to wait until the ninth hole, or, man, the outhouse is on six, and you're like, well, I'm not waiting until six. I got to go now. But, dude, they're hidden, and you don't even see that stuff on TV, but there are concession stands, restrooms everywhere, all over in the trees out there on that course. But I would have to assume that somebody probably has ventured into the woods and relieved themselves.
Just a little nature tour, Gino.
Gino Toretta.
I know this. They wind you down for a cell phone at the start, so you don't even mess around once you're in.
Right. There was no chance of sneaking in your cell phone and taking pictures.
I think after the rain delay, I could have because they didn't wind you back down. But at the start, no, it was empty your pockets. They made me take my hat off. I go, why do you make me take it? They're like, you know, if something's in your ball cap. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. Yeah, there's no way. And nobody's got them out there on the grounds. Nobody got a cell phone out there.
Hey, real quick, just because we got on this conversation, do you bowl at all? Have you ever picked up a 7-10 split?
I mean, I have bowled. Normally, I try to throw it as far as I can in the air down the lane, which generally isn't very good for scoring, so I stink at it.
Right. Because so, no, Crowder is this PBA bowler yesterday, he picked up the 7-10 split, and it's the first time that it's happened on TV in 30 years. And Crowder, who we know has intercepted Tom Brady, and then we found out a year ago or so, hit a hole in one playing golf, also claims that he has picked up the 7-10 split.
Claim.
And so, yeah, well, because I mean, it's kind of, it seems to be a bit implausible. So I'm just curious if Gino has ever picked up the 7-10 split.
Well, I mean, I did see Rob Stone is a buddy of mine, so I did see the highlight.
Yeah, it was a great call.
I mean, come on. Hawk. He went to Gainesville. I mean, what else are you going to do but bowl up there? So he probably learned how to bowl.
My point is, but my point is, he's probably at the bowling alley. He's drinking. It's a 7-8. The two pins are next to each other. He thinks it's a 7-10 split and now goes through life telling everybody picks up the 7-10 split.
Now you're putting it on beer. Listen, now you're putting it on the liquor.
Exactly. I'll give him the 7-10. And you know what? I bet Channing has made out with a fist wad of cash from his boys bowling because I could see him just mowing down some dudes out there on the bowling alley.
I don't doubt
country that went to Gainesville on the bowling lot. I don't do that. I think he did it.
And you never bet the first three games. You let the guys get all the good bowls out, let them get a couple shots in them, and then, hey fellas, let's put up 50 on this one. See who wins.
Let's make it a little more interesting.
That's after
you make them drink a pitcher of beer, and you can drink six of them without being fazed.
Gino knows the game. He knows
all right,
the game.
Gino, drive safely. Drive safely, Gino.
All right, guys.
See ya. There you go. Gino Toretta, our Masters correspondent. All right, and then in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll have our WrestleMania correspondent. I mean, we are covering all the bases today.
Come on.
Quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mount Rushmore of nuts, cashews, pistachios, shelled peanuts, and D's.
Hawk and Crowder.
Play the sound again, Solana, of the PBA bowler. This is Anthony Neuer. Again, this is the first 7-10 split picked up on a PBA Tour TV broadcast in 30 years. Here was the call.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it.
Just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
I love how crazy they go because it's so rare. And then I love looking down in the text machine and seeing this text. 7-10 split is not that big a deal. Pick them up many times. Yeah, okay. No, okay, Dexter. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It would be like the announcers going crazy over a 4-yard gain. This has never happened. I mean, yeah. No, you have not picked up a 7-10 split a number of times. You are a liar if that's what you're telling people.
I've told you. I've seen them 120 times. I've done it once. Like, I'm not acting
somebody
like
texts
I'm,
in,
I'm that guy.
Channing, I will give you the hole in one, but ain't no way in hell I give you the 7-10 split. I've been bowling for years. I've never even gotten it to slide over and touch it.
Because you're not strong enough and you throw a two. You throw a, everybody wants to throw these heavy ass balls. Every, especially if that's a man tech. If it's a woman, I understand. I'm sorry. But these men want to grab. Hey, give me the 16. Hell no, I don't want the 16. The ball's too damn heavy. I throw an 8. If y'all weren't listening earlier, I throw an 8. My fingers barely fit in the holes and I throw it 20 feet down the lane before it hits wood. I pitched the bowling ball. I'll be honest.
Hold on. I'm gonna FaceTime Leroy Hort again. He had FaceTimed me while we were talking to Gino, and I said I texted him. I said I'm talking with Gino because I want to see because someone texted us that Leroy Hort he saw them. Hey, so we're just real quick because we're up against a break, but we were talking about we played this bowling sound of the dude who picked up the 7-10 split, and Crowder tells us that he has picked up a 7-10 split. And then,
ask why he laughing. The little thumb wrestler looking like a ninja turtle.
He says he wants to know why little thumb wrestler looking ninja turtles laughing when he heard that he got a 7-10 split. But someone texted us that they saw you once pick up a 7-10 split. Is that true?
It's possible. I used to bowl a lot back in the day.
All right. But you don't believe that Crowder picked up a 7-10 split. Yeah, neither do I. Crowder has intercepted Tom Brady, hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and says now he also has picked up a 7-10 split.
He's had a hole-in-one?
Yeah.
Damn.
It doesn't sound like Leroy believes you, Crowder.
Leroy, goodness gracious.
I'm not saying it's not possible.
All right.
180 out. Dropped it. Boom. Two bounces. Blinkums. Got him.
Why,
and Jeff Darlington co-signed on it.
The only level of success I've seen is I know he can jump.
why you answer this FaceTime with no shirt on, Leroy?
Because I was minding my own damn business in my
house. All right, we got to go.
Leroy, is he hairy? Is Leroy hairy? He looks hairy.
No, man. No, no.
He ain't hairy.
Very nicely groomed.
I know why, he's put together. That's why I thought he was hairy.
Why you answer the phone with no shirt on? I'm minding my own damn business in my house. put a shirt on. All right, there you go. Leroy Hort throwing a little bit of doubt as to whether Crowder has picked up the 7-10 split. We'll have to.
You text Leroy next time I see him at Publix or Walmart. We gonna wrestle.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boy, you should have zigged. What you zag? You should have zigged.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. Julian Edelman, by the way, released a video on Twitter that's titled Foxborough Forever. And it's a retirement video. He is not going to play in Tampa. He is not, he's done. He is donezo. So.
Well, Oh, I saw a Gronk retirement video too, Hawk. And then the Gronk went and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Let's wait this one out. Let's wait this one out.
We'll wait it out. We'll circle back.
Yes. Put it on the circle back list.
Circle back, Solana. Circle back. Let's circle back on Julian Edelman, say 2023.
Okay.
Put it above Kobe Fleener. I'm comfortable saying
you
that.
Sure.
Put it above him. Okay. Yeah.
Here's Adam.
Since 17.
Adam Schefter tweets out, by having his contract terminated for a failed physical today, former Patriots receiver Julian Edelman now becomes eligible for injury protection benefit per the CBA, available to all players in this situation. Edelman can collect up to $2 million through this benefit. So, looks like they were doing him a solid. What, are you going to go back and claim something?
Where was my injury settlement? Fellas, we'd be living good if they give me two more million.
We found out today that Channing Crowder is one of the most decorated athletes in the history of the world. I don't know. I still don't know if I believe it or not, but we found out today that he hit the rare 7-10 split while bowling. Is there anyone that is Asia would be able to back this up?
Yes. Hell yeah. She left with my daughter has tennis practice at 5:30, so she left the house already. But during our conversation today, I went out and told her, I was like, remember when we were dating and we went to Bowlerama and I hit the pin all the way to the left and all the way to the right and it flipped across? She was like, yeah. I was like, that's a big deal. She was like, really? And I was like, yeah, no, people don't do that very often. So, yes, I have my wife for the 7-10 split. I have Jeff Darlington for my hole-in-one, and I have the entire world for my interception on Brady.
I mean, when you think about it, this is – because play the sound again, Solana. There's a professional bowler who hit a 7-10 split yesterday on TV. The Professional Bowlers Association, PBA Tour – TV broadcast, first time that a professional bowler has done this on TV in 30 damn years. The 7-10 split is so rare. And I will say that, you know, a lot of times professional bowlers don't end up with a 7-10 split because they're usually better than that. Yeah. But to end up with a 7-10 split and hit it on television is so rare. And Crowder's telling us he did it. And he hit a hole-in-one. And we know he intercepted Tom Brady. And I'm having a tough time believing all this, but here is the sound from Fox Sports.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it. Some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
The Ginger Assassin. So, I don't know.
Hawk, just that's professional bowling. I also, in high school, I had 170 yards receiving, three touchdowns, all on screenplays from the fullback position.
But
I don't think that happens very often.
But high school, I believe. There's always a standout athlete in high school that goes on to play professional sports. Like that I find easy to believe. The notion that there's a human being alive that has done these three things. Intercepted Tom Brady, hit a hole in one, and hit a 7-10 split in bowling. The notion that there's a human being alive that's done those just seems far-fetched to me.
Well, there's one thing I want to say to you and Solana and all the, you know, the dedicated listeners. I just want to say to y'all, you're welcome. I'm here.
I thought it was going to be kiss my ass.
You're welcome. I just, like you said, if you're so perplexed by the thought of this, you're welcome, guys.
But I'm perplexed because I don't know if you're making it up. That's why.
So you're telling me that the Brady interception, we had this video of it.
Right, we know that.
Jeff Darlington co-signing my hole in one.
Has Jeff Garlington never gotten anything wrong for ESPN or NFL Network?
No, hell no. Jeff's the best. He just he's doing golfing interviews. They know he's a great guy. So Darlington and the world on the first two. The 7-10 split is what is crazy to you? Come on, man. I've bowled 300 rounds of bowling. I've bowled hundreds of rounds. 7-10 split comes up. I spin it right. My 8-pound ball, I throw it down there, and then 7 flips across and hits the 10. It's,
I don't know. We'll delve into this further during the week because I am not done with this, my friend. I am not done with this. Larry Bluestein is coming up on 560 QAM High School Sports. And Dan Day has got Ticket Rewind coming up on 790, The Ticket. If you missed, we had some great conversations today. Gino Toretta joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. He was at Augusta National this weekend for the Masters. He gave us the entire lowdown. Josh Appel, the Marlins PA announcer, he was in Tampa all weekend for WrestleMania. He gave us the insight there. That was in the 4 o'clock hour. And Will Manso talked a little Miami Heat with us. So somebody texts in, if Crowder could have stuck the landing on that crick jump, he'd be God to me. So true, man. So true.
More run up. If I had another 10 yards, it would have been over.
Check out the Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast as well. We would appreciate it. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins. We have the Marlins plus 122. We will speak with you mañana.
Hawk got the chicken. I'll take the holla.
I believe the ginger assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
Garcia.
Yimmy Garcia.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.